We are back on the Campus Chronicle with Ben.
We're back, man. We are back.
I see you got a long list of things to talk about in this podcast today.
Yep. First, the Chiefs, man. What a disgrace that was, losing to the Jaguars, man. 31-28 in a game that I thought that they had already won. And fortunately, Harrison Butker needs to learn to kick the ball in bounds. And I think if he does that, they win that game. And I think if they the Chiefs score the ball in the end zone and they don't pass it, I think they win by two scores. So it's an unfortunate loss, but
that highlight reel of Trevor Lawrence falling and then scoring that touchdown.
I don't know how he wasn't called down. Like, he was already sitting down on the ground and he gets like, how is he allowed to do that? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. The Chiefs need it. And plus, it's not going to get any better. You got the Lions and Sunday Night Football coming up this week.
Shout out the Lions.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out. I don't mind the Lions at all. I mean, I've said it before. I don't hate on them. I think Dan Campbell's a great coach. I think, obviously, you know, Ben Johnson was a great offensive coordinator. They got great players. Goff's a great player. Laporta, Jameer Gibbs, Amara St. Brown, and they're gonna come in ready. You know, it's at Arrowhead, and remember the last time the Chiefs played against the Lions at Arrowhead? The Lions came out with the victory. So, let's hope this time the Chiefs win and bounce back from a loss.
The schedule doesn't get too easy.
I know, it doesn't. They got to play the Bills. Harder. You got to play the Lions. You got to play. Do you mind pulling up the schedule so we can?
They got the Lions, the Commanders of Jaden Daniels.
That's going to be. They're always
Broncos.
Tough.
The Broncos aren't bad.
They're getting better.
They got the Colts. The Colts are doing
Colts
good this season.
Indiana Jones.
They got to play the Chargers again.
Getting better.
The Broncos again. And then the Texans.
They should be able to beat the Texans.
Yeah.
They should probably beat the Texans more than they beat the Ravens.
Then the Raiders twice.
Two wins right there. That's
Should be.
Yeah. Oh, if the Bears can beat the Raiders. I know the Bears might have got lucky, but I think if the Bears can beat them, I think the Chiefs can beat them. But, you know, Mahomes looked good. You know, he had a rushing touchdown. He I think he threw for over 300 yards, I think. And Butker, man, I don't know. What's the problem with Butker, man? Why he just has not been himself this year. He's been missing extra points, missing field goals, and I don't know what the problem is, but it's a variety of things. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get over this, but I will eventually. And you know, Sunday Night Football against the Lions, it's not going to be easy. You know, the Lions are not a bad team, and they're I think they're the best team in the NFC right now. So
and again, it's just not a good thing that the quarterback has the most rushing yards in a game.
Hey, no, that's not good. I mean, Mahomes in his career has not been known as a rusher, as a running quarterback. And, you know, Kareem Hunt played well against the Jaguars. They should have given it to Kareem Hunt. Should have had two touchdowns if you run that ball at the 1 yard line and don't.
He already had two. He would have had three. He would have had.
I know. And you don't pass it at the 1 yard line.
Crazy.
Like, bro,
what are we thinking? The Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, are you trying to be like the Seahawks? And like, you know, like. And then to see Devin Lloyd, like, not even, like, he was jogging. He was jogging down to the end zone. He wasn't even running, bro. He was just, like, taking his time. And the Chiefs, like, they just let him do that. And, like, the Chiefs just let Trevor Lawrence wind up in the pocket for, like, 5 seconds. Like, the Chiefs need to get better on defense. So I think their defense coordinator, Spags, needs to blitz the quarterback, right? Because, like, you can't let Trevor Lawrence sit back there for 10 seconds and throw the ball. Because when he does, he did pretty well. So I think it's a variety of issues. But hopefully that, I mean, the Chiefs, I think 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl against the Niners, they were 3-4. And look what happened then. So let's hope that the Chiefs can get figured out and win a division and eventually, you know, win the Super Bowl. So.
Who do the Bears got this week?
Commanders, Monday Night Football. We are gonna get them back for that stuff that happened last year. I don't think I've ever gotten over that loss. You know, we didn't play well in that game all night. You know, we got destroyed, and for us to come back and score that touchdown late with DeAndre Swift, and then for that stuff to happen, I mean, man, Matt Eberflus still has 3 timeouts left in his pocket from that game. That's unreal. But I think we'll win. I think, you know, Ben Johnson's a way better coach than Matt Eberflus. I think we'll get him back for that stuff that happened last year. And if it comes down to that situation, let's hope Ben Johnson calls timeouts and that he learns from Matt Eberflus and doesn't ever do that. So
27 seconds left in the
game. Oh, my God, man. That was
Hail Mary. That was crazy,
like,
though.
There have been a lot of heartbreaking losses. The double doink will always be the number one heartbreaking loss, in my opinion. It's just for him to miss that kick like that in that situation, it's just so pains me, man. And that will probably be number two. I mean, to not call a timeout like that, you know, knowing that, you know, you have 3 timeouts left. And you didn't even call one. And that's just it's just terrible execution by the Bears. And you know, I think it's good that we get our players back. You know, we had a bye. We needed that bye. We need to get guys like TJ Edwards back. I think he's gonna be back. We got Kyler Gordon back. And so, you know, I think with the healthy defense, I think we're gonna be hard to stop for sure. And
but so, like that loss is really what broke them that season. Really, they were 3-0 before that, right?
Yeah,
and they just went on to like a 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9 yeah. 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, that loss, the Lions lost, but we still cannot call it timeouts, and the Packers lost. Like, if we would have won that game...
And the Vikings, they went into overtime with.
Exactly. If we would have won those three games last year, I don't think our season would have been derailed. Like, I think the Commanders lost and the Lions lost, especially the Packers lost too, really brought that team downhill. They were doing well, and then they just did not do well. So I hope Ben Johnson learns from Eberflus and calls a timeout there, and... you know, I just
let me see what happens.
Hopefully the Bears can get revenge, because I'm gonna tell you right now, Commanders fans, you got lucky. You got so, you don't know how lucky you got. If we had Ben Johnson last year, we'd win that game easily. So yeah.
Big game for Walking Northwest.
Yeah, man, my Wolves, baby. Man, we go to Southeast Polk, the defending 4-time state champions. You know, Southeast Polk is 3-2 right now, but you know, any time that you play, you know, defending state champions on the road, it's gonna be tough. And you know, I think for Northwest to win, we need to do what we've been doing every game, right? You know, pass the ball, get the ball to our playmakers, get the ball to Jordan Green, get the ball to Isaiah Oliver, have the good running game that we always had. And so I think if we can do that, we can pass the ball well. If we can, you know, get our running game going on our defense, if they can, you know, step up to the occasion, because, you know, Southeast Polk is, you know, people didn't think they'd win a state title last year, and look what happened. You know, they went on a tear and why they won it. So I think Northwest will win. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think that, you know, my Wolves will, I think we'll come out. I think we'll get a gritty victory. You know, it's going to take a whole team for us to get a win like that. And if our defense can, because Southeast Polk, they have a bigger O-line than our O-line. They got some dudes on the O-line. If we can get to the quarterback, and we can, you know, their quarterback's young, right? You know, he's a sophomore, and we have a lot more experience than they do. Our defense does. We have a lot of guys that are upperclassmen that are, have had experience, and you
got
know
the scouting report on them.
I know I'm a big fan. I gotta make sure that we win this game. But yeah, like I said, you know, if we can pass the ball downfield to our playmakers, get them the ball, get going early, and you know, take advantage of our opportunities, not take our foot off the pedal when we get opportunities. And if we do that, I think we'll come out and win. I think Northwest will win 28-14. I think it's gonna be close. You know, we're playing at Southeast Polk, so 28-14, and let's hope for a Wolves victory. Wolves up. So.
Roosevelt got to Lincoln tonight.
Ooh. Shout out my Uncle Ryan, man. He went to Lincoln. So
then they got Ottumwa and Johnston the next few weeks.
Ottumwa, Northwest beat Ottumwa 65-7. So you guys should
hopefully be a game.
Yeah. Who you guys got? Who's the last game after
Johnston.
That?
Johnston. At Johnston.
See, Johnston's one of those teams that, like, you never know how they're gonna play. One game they could play good, the next game they could play bad. And they're one of those sneaky teams, right? They're one of those sneaky teams that you know, can beat you on any given day. And so, yeah.
They beat Ankeny.
Johnson did? Yep. Yeah, we beat Northwest, beat Ankeny too. We beat, let's see their schedule. Who's Johnson played this year?
They beat Waukee the first week. They lost to...
We got Waukee.
They lost to Dowling Catholic.
Ooh.
And then they're 5-1, so that's their only loss. Then they beat the Ames, they beat Liberty, Lincoln, and Ankeny.
They really haven't had a big schedule.
Ooh, they're playing Southeast Polk next week.
Ooh. And then we got to play Waukee next week.
Ooh.
Like our biggest rival. And you know what? I'm sitting in a suite for that game. So Northwest, if you ever go to their stadium, they have like a, it's like a suite, like right when you go in, like right by the concession stand, there's like a big suite. Me and my family are going to get to sit in a suite, enjoy it, and watch my Wolves come out with the victory against our crosstown rival.
Catch Ben in the suite.
Yeah, got to catch me, man. I'll be cheering loud for my alma mater. And, yeah, shout out Walking Northwest football team, man. You guys are a bunch of dogs, man. I love watching you guys play. And, you know, they break a lot of records. It seems like every single game, my Wolves are breaking records here and there. And they have fun doing it. They enjoy it. And when they have fun, you know, they break a lot of records. And shout out my Wolves, man. We 6-0. We're getting better every week. And about to be 7-0 once we defeat the Southeast Polk Rams. So, yeah.
Going to college. Iowa Hawkeyes. How you feel about this game this week?
I think if Mark plays, I think we'll win by a lot. But I think that's the deciding factor, right? If Mark plays, you know, I think we'd win without Mark playing. But I think I'd feel a lot better of us winning if Mark plays, which I think he will. And he's the key, right? You know, if he steps up and he makes big plays, and I think Iowa will come out with the win. And we're getting our receiver back, Reese Vanderzee. He's coming back, much needed time, right? You know, we talk about, you know, Iowa having a bye week. It's good to get those players back that are hurt, you know, back against, you know, a rival against Wisconsin. And the game's at 6. Is it 6 or 6:30? I need you.
6.
6 o'clock, FS1. I don't think Gus Johnson's calling it. It'd be cool if he did, but I think whoever's calling it's going to be good. And 6 o'clock, FS1 at Camp Randall Stadium. So it should be a good game. And hopefully the Hawks can pull out a much-needed victory against their little borough, Wisconsin. So.
Big game for the Cubs as well tomorrow.
Heck yeah, man. Game 5. I was watching the Cubs last night. They were winning, so I just decided to go to bed because I was tired. And,
6-0.
6-0, baby.
That big coming back. Three-run homer. Yep. Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, man. I actually, you know what's crazy? So when I did like a sports broadcasting camp, and we had, like, when I was younger, and like we got to do a job shadow with the Iowa Cubs, and I actually got to meet Ian Happ. He's a cool dude. I like Ian Happ. He's a nice dude, and it's good to see him do well, right? Because, you know, he's one of the only players left from that 2017. The last time the Cubs made the playoffs was 2017. You know, past the wild card, and he, you know what's crazy? He's the only guy from that 2017 team that's made the playoffs and still on the team now. So it's hard to believe that, but yeah, man. I mean, tomorrow night at I got it right here. Tomorrow at 7:08, the series is tied 2-2. I don't know who's pitching for the Cubs. They might not come out until tomorrow, but Matthew Boyd looked good last night. You know, he was wheeling and dealing, getting down those Brewers hitters, and man, I hope the Cubs can now they need to go to Milwaukee and get road wins, right? You know, they've got two home wins. Now I got to be able to go prove that you can win on the road against the team that won a division. And so hopefully that the Cubs can get that win and you know, be up 3-2 and go to the NLCS. So
the Dodgers are already advanced.
Crazy. I actually,
did you watch the game?
Yeah, like I did. I saw the end of it.
If he makes that throw to first base, that's an out.
Who? Wait,
the pitcher, the Phillies. The Phillies and the Dodgers? That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw like parts of it. But
you didn't see the end of it? Like,
no.
The very end?
Because like that's the channel that the Cubs game was.
The bases were loaded.
Okay.
He just walked someone in to make the bases loaded. It was a force out on every base. It was a 3-2 count, like two outs.
Okay.
So he fumbles the ball because...
Fumbles?
Like, basically, that's what he does. So he hits it. I don't know who was hitting.
The pitcher fumbles it?
Yeah. He hits it right to the pitcher. He picks it up, but then he drops it. On accident, like,
oh,
he didn't
man.
Mean to, and he picks it back up and he throws the home, and it was like two feet above the dude's head, above the catcher's head.
My
but
gosh,
if he turns
bro.
Around and throws it to first base, that's an instant out.
Bro, just, you like, need to you need to know where you're going panicked. With the ball, man.
He just panicked.
Yeah, bro.
It
you
was
gotta
crazy.
You gotta know what you're going with the ball. If you're a pitcher, you always have to know where you're going with the ball. You know, especially in a situation like that where the game's on the season's on the line. Even you have to know where you're going with the ball. And man, I hate to say this, I think the Dodgers are gonna win the World Series again. I mean, they're just too talented,
yeah,
man.
They are.
I mean, they're the definition of why a sour cat needs to be input in baseball, because like the Dodgers signed everybody, man. Like they signed so many people this offseason, man. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I like my Cubs, but after watching what the Dodgers did last night, I mean, they're
and like really honestly, like their top
and the Yankees
even
lost them too.
Yeah, huh?
I keep telling you every Vlad single
Guerrero
time
Jr.
They're like the Cowboys of the NFL. They hype us up in the regular season. They want us to believe that they're good, and then they go to the playoffs and they lose, right? And I don't think it's Aaron Boone's fault. I really don't. I just think that the players don't execute. You know, Judge is obviously great. They got some good pitchers, but, you know.
Like, Juan Soto was their year. That was.
Yeah. I mean.
Should have won.
The Yankees could sign, like, an all-star group of guys, and they still would find a way to screw it up. But Aaron Boone's been there since 2018, and he hasn't gone to the World Series at all. I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, does that concern you? I mean, I don't know, man. But I think World Series is going to be Blue Jays and Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Dodgers will win. I mean, like I said, they're just too good.
Like,
I mean, no offense to Blue Jays. I think they're a good team. I think Vladdy's talented. I think it's Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
I think he's talented. But, I mean, Dodgers are just too good. I mean,
the thing about the Dodgers, they didn't even – their top players didn't even play good this series.
Yeah, and they still won.
Shohei did good pitching, but, like, they had no home runs at all. Shohei didn't have a home run. Freddie Freeman didn't have a
didn't
home run.
Did he really, Shohei?
I don't even think he did. Hold on. Let me check.
But what
he had an RBI.
Check?
He had – 4 strikeouts in one game.
Wait, pitching or batting?
Batting. He had 4 strikeouts. Like, he struck out 4 times batting.
Damn.
He had, like, 1 RBI the whole series.
Dang, that's...
And Freddie Freeman didn't even have an RBI or a home run. Mookie Betts had four RBIs, but no home runs.
Mookie Betts,
but like Teoscar Hernandez was the MVP of the series. Nine RBIs and three home runs.
Man, Blue Jays, man.
Bro, gotta watch out.
But like, Ohtani not doing well is proof that, like I just said, when you sign a bunch of people for agency, it's easy to cover that up, right? It's easy to cover up, you know, Shohei's mistakes and not look at that because other players are stepping
there's
up.
There's
so
many for
the
other
Dodgers.
Guys.
I know, like,
to look out
when
for.
Free agency, that when there's no salary cap, the Dodgers can sign whoever the heck they want. And I think they should have a salary cap in MLB, just like NFL. Like, because then you got teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees.
You can just make super teams.
Yeah, no, they sign these guys left and right, and then, like, they just. The Dodgers, the thing about the Dodgers too is like they signed washed up guys and then they just like they do really well. And like that's just, I have no hate on Dodgers. I really don't. I like their manager. I like Dave Roberts. I think he's a great manager. Kershaw is one of the best pitchers of all time. Ohtani's obviously, you know, one of the best players in the game right now. And yeah, Freddie Freeman, it's nice to see him. Hopefully he can get another ring, right? Because, you know, Freddie Freeman got a ring last year, got one with the Braves. And, you know, I don't think Freddie Freeman will be playing much longer. He's getting up there. And, so yeah, I think NLCS will be Cubs Dodgers, and I don't know if the Cubs can beat the Dodgers, man. I mean, as a diehard fan, I just don't see how we can beat them. I mean, I just, they're just too good, man. I mean, it's gonna be hard, but I think there's belief for the Cubs. But
there's hope there somewhere.
There is
somewhere sure. Deep down they could make the World Series.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I got
what else you got WNBA.
Yeah, WNBA
finals.
Aces, man.
Aces, sweet.
You were right. I think they're going to sweep too.
Sweep.
Angel, I mean, they're just
way too good.
I mean,
they just have, it's just like a Dodgers thing. Like,
exactly.
They just have so many great players that it doesn't even matter if Asia or Jackie Young don't have a good game. There's just so many people.
But what happened last year?
That's what I'm saying. I don't
understand.
Like, what's the story behind that?
Yeah. Did they just like decide not to go to the finals?
They're like, we're going to take a year off.
Yeah.
We're just going to go on vacation.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah. We're not going to try, you know? But dude, imagine if Kate Martin went a stage, she would have gotten a ring.
That's what I'm saying.
But Megan Gustafson is going to get a ring though. Shout out Megan Gustafson.
I wish they didn't let go of Kate, man.
Nah, she was a dog, man. I mean,
dog.
Like when people think of Iowa basketball, obviously you think of Caitlin Clark, but like Kate Martin was the glue of that team. Like she was a captain. She kept that team together.
Money Martin.
I know. Money. She's automatic from three. Like she's a dog, man. Like,
but she was on that great Valkyries team this year.
I know, and you know what's crazy? I think I saw a stat like Kate Martin at WNBA has never lost to Caitlin Clark.
Never lost to the Fever and Caitlin Clark.
That's insane, man.
Little bro.
Yeah, she's losing to her best friend Caitlin, and if I'm Caitlin, I would take a lot of offense to that because you know my best friend is beating me every single team she's on, and you know, it's good to see Hawkeyes do well. You know, I think we're building this program very good. I think Jan's, you know, she's getting good recruits now, and she's leaving off where Lisa started at, and McKenna. I don't know how to say her name. Wozico or whatever. We got her.
McKenna.
McKenna. We got a 5-star recruit, man, and we just keep building. Hopefully, we can add more players. Addison Bjorn from Kansas City. So, and we got Jenica Lewis too from in-state here in Johnston.
Hopefully, Jenica Lewis.
And bro, if we get all those three, oh man, watch out. We win in a natty, bro. I'm calling it right now. I don't think we'll get all three. I think we'll either get Bjorn or we'll get Jenica Lewis. I think we'll get Bjorn, but I wouldn't mind Jenica Lewis. I mean, you know, anytime you can get a 5-star recruit, it's good. It's always good to be a Hawkeye. And so yeah. So
anything else on your sheet over there?
I got Iowa, man. I mean, what do you want to talk about the Iowa? I mean, I saw Iowa had media days yesterday for men's basketball. Did you see any of that?
I didn't see it.
It was good.
Who's even on the team anymore?
Well, they pretty much have a whole new roster.
Yeah,
bunch of Drake guys.
Ben
McCollum
and who's the Ben Sturts?
Yeah, dog.
Oh yeah,
dog. Under recruited. Like Bennett Sturts. Like Ben McCollum made a good point. He's like, you know, I want guys on my roster that I want to do life with. Right. You know, he wants to do well with these guys. And you know, I think I'm just so excited for this hire, man. Like I've said this time and time again, like. Being able to hire a guy that grew up an Iowa fan, can relate to the fans, you know, knows what it's like going to games at Carver because, you know, he grew up in Iowa. He grew up going to games there. He grew up idolizing guys like Tom Davis and Lute Olson. And, you know, he grew up, you know, cheering for Iowa. And I think getting a guy that can relate to the fans. And I think the one big knock on McCollum is that he's only done good at 1 year for Drake. And that was at, you know, Missouri Valley Conference. But I think it will work out. You know what's crazy? I actually graduated with Ben McCollum's son at Waukee Northwest. Mm-hmm. Shout out Peyton McCollum, man. He's a baller on Iowa
He's on the team, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a walk-on. Number five, Peyton McCollum. Great player. Should have gotten some more D1 offers, but you know, being a coach's kid, it's, you know, I think people are going to know where you go. But yeah, man, I mean, watching Iowa yesterday, it was kind of weird, you know, not seeing Fran there, but at the same time, it was kind of rewarding because, I mean, like I said, I've liked Fran at times. I've liked, you know, he's developed great players. Garza, Bohannon, Wieskamp, the Murray brothers. But it was time for a change. It was time for Iowa to get a new coach. And, you know, pretty much Iowa's whole entire roster is Missouri guys, which is crazy. But as for Missouri, like, I think, you know, Ben McCollum, you know, coaching at Northwest Missouri State, can go out to, you know, Missouri and get recruits. And he has connections on his staff that guys that are from Missouri. You know, Luke Barnwell was a coach at Sunrise Christian. He coached guys like Grady Dick and Kennedy Chandler and Mark Mitchell. You know, he coached those guys, and he can get recruits, you know, lightly recruited guys like Bennett Sturts in Missouri, and he can tell them, hey, come here, you know, not saying you can be the next Bennett Sturts, but you could be our next great player for us. And they got another great player. Cam Manwow is good. Isaiah Howard, Tavion Banks, from Drake. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to this Iowa season. You gonna go to any games this year at Carver?
I'm not sure.
How do you feel about Ben McCollum, Irene? Like, what are your thoughts?
I like Ben McCollum.
I do too.
I feel like he had a great season. You know,
that's the thing too. Is like, I feel like the one big knock on him is like, okay, he's a good coach, but he only did one good at one year at a Missouri Valley Conference school. Can it translate to the Big Ten? I think it will. I mean,
I think it definitely will.
I don't think there might be some issues like in the beginning of the season, but it's better to have it then than in, you know, come March or February. But yeah, like I said, you know, I think they're gonna. It was time for a change. It was time for Fran to go. And you know, I want him to do well at Penn. I really do. You know, he developed great players at Iowa, like Luca Garza, Bohannon,
Murray brothers,
Wieskamp. You know, it was just time. It was old. And I'm so excited for the Iowa men's team. I don't think I've ever been this excited in a long time. And the women's team too, man. Shout out the women's team. We got Taylor McCabe is back. Kylie Fierbach. Hannah Stolke, man.
Hannah Stolke's a dog.
I can't believe she's a senior already, man. That's Stolke. I think Stolke will win first team All Big Ten this year. I think she's gonna have a great year. I think she's gonna be a star player. And year two of the post Caitlin Clark era. It's gonna be a ride. And I'm hoping. I like Jen. You know, she's a good coach. And you know, I think last year she was learning, you know, how to be a head coach at the Big Ten level, because, you know, being an assistant is way different than being a head coach.
I don't think people realize
like the difference between it. Like, even in high school and NBA, like, it's just so much more different. And like, you know, being a college coach these days is hard, man. Like, you got to deal with NIL, and like, as a coach, I would not want to deal with that stuff. I wouldn't.
Like, one day your star player could just up and transfer.
Yeah, see ya. See,
I'm hitting the transfer protocol.
Like Cannon Proctor, for example, came to Iowa. Yep. See, I'm gonna get my bag of money. I'm gonna leave. Like, it's a wild world that we're living in, and it's like, if I were to play, I would play because I love the game. I want to play for money. You'd play because you're here for football, right? You're here for any given sport, you know, basketball, football, swimming, and whatever it is. You're here because, you know, you're good enough to play at college, and I want to play for money. I just think money's a distraction. I really do, because it takes away from you playing the game. It takes away from you achieving your full talent. And you see guys, you know, there are that have been to college since 2019 on their seventh year because they've like gotten hurt five times and they've transferred three different times just because of money. And I'm like, that's the stuff that annoys me, right? You know, if you're transferring because, you know, you want to go up to a higher level, I get that. I have no problem with that. But transferring three different times because of money, I mean, come on, man. Like, it's just, did you see that college athletes can now bet on pro sports?
They can?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I have no problem with that. I really don't. As long as they're
not betting on themselves.
Yeah, exactly. They should not be. I don't know why that wasn't a rule in the first place. Like, as long as you're not betting on your own team or other college games, I have no problem with it, right? College athletes should have that freedom. They should have the freedom to be able to bet on what their favorite NFL team. They should be able to take the over and under on things. And I have no problem with it. I think it's a great move. And, you know, I hope that these athletes, you know, just bet on whatever team they want, because now they have that freedom. And I have zero problem with it. And I think it's a great move. And like I said, as long as they don't bet on their own team, yeah, or like
they're college students, like, of course they're going
to
bet.
Yeah, like you should be able to. There's no problem.
It's pro sports. Like, you have no say in that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're just like me and you. Like,
there's 18, 19 year old kids. You shouldn't be getting paid money.
No,
but you should be able to bet.
Yeah.
And because, like, you know, you're not going to know the score of a game. And it's just fun for, you know, athletes, college athletes especially, to bet the over and under. Because, you know, I mean, I get with all the Iowa State and Iowa stuff that happened. But, like, that's because they weren't using it right. Right? They were gambling on their own teams. There's a difference between gambling on your own teams and gambling professionally, right? You know, gambling on your own teams, you should never be able to do that. Never, ever. But if you bet on, and like, if you were to place a bet on the Chiefs to win, like the over under, that there's no problem with that at all. And I
think it just makes the game more exciting.
It does, for sure. And I don't think there's a problem with that at all. And I think NCAA made a great move with that. And you want to look up any more high school games we got today? Trying to think of some
top high school games. Let's see. You got anything else on your sheet? That's it.
Let's see. What's wrong with the Chiefs? I kind of just explained that, to be honest with you. What does Steele got? Who does Steele?
Let me, I'll look after. Hold on. Ames, Ankeny.
Ankeny, easily winning.
We got Valley at Sioux City North.
Valley.
Sioux City East versus Johnson, number 3 versus number 5.
Wait, Sioux City East is number 5?
That's what it says.
That's crazy, man. That's
Indianola versus Ankeny Centennial.
Ankeny Centennial with the win.
And then Dallin Catholic versus Waukee.
I hate both teams, but I want to see a good game, right? And you know what's crazy is that Waukee's coach played for Dowling's coach in high school. Can you imagine having to go up against your old high school coach? I think I'd find it kind of weird, but it'd be not weird and weird at the same time. But yeah, man, crazy. 7 weeks already. How are we already at week 7 already, man? This season has gone by so fast, man. It's insane how fast. You blink. Like, I remember when we were in week 1, not knowing how good Northwest was going to be this year. And now, you blink of an eye, we're already in week 7, man. It's
number one team in the nation.
Hey, man, we're gonna keep it going. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to get a hard fought. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because it's going to be hard, right? And going, anytime you go to the defending state champion, it's going to be hard, no matter what the record is. Just like with rivalry games, it's going to be hard. You know, no matter if you're 0-11 and you're playing against an 11-0 team, it's going to be a hard game. And I hope my Wolves can come out with the dubs.
Got some sad news for us. Theo lost his homecoming 42-7 against Wilbert Granger.
Theo, come on, man.
And then tonight they have Clarinda.
Who? Theo, how many wins has Clark County had this year?
They have 2. They're 2
come
and 4.
On, Theo, come on, man.
Forgot to build this program up, Theo.
Theo, you got to build that program up, man.
Shout out Theo, though.
Yeah, shout out Theo Evans. Great dude. We talk about him all. We got to make it a goal to talk about Theo all the time, man. He's a great dude, and I wish him the best. And did you watch the NFL game last night? Bro, Eagles, man. Bro,
what is going
overrated, going on, man? Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback.
They just lost to the Broncos. Eagles lost to the Broncos, and now they lost to the Giants. They got blown out.
The Chiefs lost to the Giants. Mm-hmm. I mean, no. Chiefs beat the Giants, but they lost to the Eagles. So that means the Chiefs should have beaten the Eagles. And I'm going to say, if Kelce catches that ball, they win. And I get the Eagles were on the road, but, like, Chiefs, think about this. If the Broncos can beat them and the Eagles, I think, and the Giants can beat them, I think you can beat them too. And, man, we're already 6 weeks into the NFL season, man. How
crazy.
These sports
season just fly by.
I know, man. And man, before you know it, Iowa's season's gonna be over. But it's fun, man. So what events we got coming up here at DMAC, man?
We talked about them last. Yeah, I don't have them up right.
Yeah, now. You took some good pictures though too.
Yep. Yeah. Black football.
Yep. Flag football.
Let me know if you need some flicks, man. I got some good
JJP ones. On the flicks.
JJP
man.
On the flicks.
Yep.
I need to talk about this though. What is going on with Saquon, man?
What happened?
Saquon has not had over 100 yards this season.
I don't know if this is a hot take. I think Derrick Henry's a better running back.
I think he is.
Like I've said before, that O-line is carrying him. The reason why Saquon was good is because of the O-line. You see him on the Giants. Was he this good? No, he was not this good. He was a good running back, but he wasn't this good. And Derrick Henry did good in Tennessee with a terrible O-line. He was just bulldozing over dudes.
2,000 yards.
Derrick Henry is the best running back in the NFL, and I believe that he is way better than Saquon Barkley. No hate on Saquon. Like, I think he's a good running back, but I think Derrick Henry is just better. I mean, he did good on a bad team, and I get Saquon got injured, but, like, I mean, Derrick Henry is just better.
And it doesn't help that Jalen Hurts takes his touchdowns with his little tush push.
Yeah, bro. That crap needs to be banned.
They ran it four times in a row.
That crap needs to be... See, that's stuff that annoys me, man. Like,
it's cool if you want to run it once. Like, you're cool with it. Like, you're good. You're the best team in the league with it. But, like, four times in a row on the goal line, you can't gain 5 yards.
Yeah. Like, you have Saquon. You have A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. You can't throw a pass for 5 yards. You can't run the ball for 5 yards. Like... What's the point of sending all those guys and just tush pushing it 500 times a game? There's no point in doing that. That's why I've been saying, like, the Eagles fans are like, well, any team can do the tush push. Yeah, they can, but they don't do it on every single play. That's the problem, is that you guys are making the NFL annoying, and nobody wants to watch you guys do the tush push 500 times a game, just go on there and score. And it's disappointing that it didn't get banned, because it should have gotten banned. Because the Eagles are doing it way too much, and they're, you know, like, this is where the switch was. Nobody did it, and then it's up here, where every, you know, you don't see as much teams doing it. I don't know why, but it needs to be banned. They need to do something about that. And, you know, like I've said, like, it's meant for, like, fourth and goal, right? You're at the 1 yard line at the goal line, and you want to score. That's when it's supposed to be used. Or, like, fourth and one, fourth and two, you know, you're at your own goal line. That's when it's supposed to be used. It's not supposed to be used on first and 10, first and 8. That's not when it's supposed to be used. And I think the NFL needs to really look into doing something about that, because it's hurting the game, and the Eagles have gotten away with it, and it needs to be stopped. And so what NFL games we got on this weekend? I know the Chiefs play the Lions Sunday
night. Game is the Lions-Chiefs. That's the game of the week, for real. The Rams play the Ravens.
Hold up, I'm going to take my sweatshirt off. Burp.
Rams play the Ravens. We got the Cowboys-Panthers. There's really not too many exciting games, I'm not going to lie.
There isn't?
49ers-Buccaneers.
Ooh, who's home in that game?
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, ooh.
Shout out Baker Mayfield, man. Yeah, sleeper MVP pick, man.
He's a dog. The Browns, like I've said before, Browns should have never let him go.
That was a big
mistake. And then look what happened. They drafted two quarterbacks and Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, and I mean,
they don't even have Joe Flacco anymore. Exactly. They should have him away.
After
they
he starts a couple
first
games,
team reps.
Yeah, gave him all first team reps. Oh nope, see ya. Thanks for all your
now
service.
Now they're left with two rookies.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to go well for him. I really don't. I don't think Shador is a good quarterback. I think Dylan Gabriel is better. I think they should start Dylan Gabriel, because I think he's a better quarterback. I know he's older, but I think he's better, and he's done well at three different colleges at Oklahoma, UCF, and now Oregon, and yeah, I think that
they should just go into a rebuild year
for the Browns. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like
they have good rookies, but it's like they need to reach Quinshon
their potential.
Quinshon
Judkins is a good rookie.
Yeah, Quinshon Judkins. They got Schwechinger, that linebacker on defense.
Jay Higgins. Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm biased, but Jay Higgins from Iowa is better.
Yeah.
They left my boy undrafted like that. I was like,
he
damn.
Went to like the Ravens. I think he's
yeah undrafted.
Their...
He's gonna do well because it's a great system. Like Jay Higgins.
Like that was like he was the greatest linebacker in the nation.
Jay
at
Higgins?
Iowa. Yeah.
He should have won the Buckus Award. Yeah. He should have. And like, you know, I think here's the thing too. He should have been Big Ten linebacker of the year two times in a row. No offense to Tommy Eichenberg for Ohio State. They only gave it to him because he's on Ohio State. Like let's be honest. Ohio State fans, I'm not hating. I'm just stating facts here. The reason why Tommy Eichenberg got it over Jay Higgins the first year, Jay Higgins led the country in tackles, and he wasn't even the Big Ten linebacker of the year. How does that make any sense? Like, it doesn't, man. I don't, like, do these Big Ten, like, people, do they even watch football? Like, or did they just, like, they give it to Ohio, do they give it to the guy from Ohio State because he's on Ohio State and it makes him look good? Like, Big Ten people, I advise you, do your homework, actually watch games. Like, you're there to make decisions. Make good decisions, because nobody wants to see Tommy Eichenberg, you know, winning linebacker of the year. Jay Higgins was far better. 2 years in a row, he was the best linebacker in the Big Ten, and he goes undrafted. And I think the reason why he went undrafted is because of his size. You know, he's 6 foot. That's kind of short for a linebacker. But the dude was a tackling machine, man.
He
led the country in tackles his first year starting, and he should have won the Buckets Award. I mean, they did him wrong for that. Him and Nick Jackson, man, they were him and Jack Campbell too. Like. They were dogs, man. Shout out Jay Higgins. He's just an underrated linebacker, and don't hate on Jay Higgins, man. Great linebacker. Never should have gone undrafted, and you know, hopefully
they give him a chance.
Oh, he made the team, and that just shows that the type of person he is, the type of person that, you know, Iowa develops people like that, right? They develop guys that are good people that want to be there and that, you know, aren't mean, and so that It's unfortunate, but it's a reality. So, you know, sometimes you're not going to get drafted, but why you got to do my boy G. Higgins like that? Underrated player. Led the country in tackles his junior year. Should have got, probably, here's the thing, probably should have declared for the draft after his junior year, because I think he would have got drafted. But I think that dramatically hurt his stock. I think, you know, it seems like the guys that came back for Iowa last year kind of had a down year, except for Jamar Harris. She was pretty good. But it seems like the guys that came back, like Quinn Schulte, Sebastian Castro, Nick Jackson, Deontay Craig, Y.A. Black, Jamar Harris, seems like that they all just struggled, and that they didn't, you know, we thought Iowa was going to be a good team last year, and they ended up,
they just wanted to give Iowa one more good season,
yeah, and then they just, and then they have a season like that, and they lost to UCLA, which they should have lost to that UCLA. They lost to Michigan State. They should have beaten Iowa State too. Like I don't think I'm over that Iowa State loss yet. Like They were running the ball good all night, and they just took their foot off the pedal, and they got conservative, and it frustrates me. But yeah, man, don't hate on Iowa dudes, man. I mean, Iowa dudes are some of the best in the NFL. I mean, look at Cooper DeGene. Look what happened in the Super Bowl, pick six on his birthday. Jack Campbell balling out for the Lions right now. Sam Laporta balling out for the Lions. Kittle, when he's healthy, he's balling out. Tristan Wirfs, best tackle in the league by far. Tyler Linderbaum, best center in the league. I mean, you can doubt Iowa all you want, but I mean, they produce some of the best NFL players, and year in and year out. And you know, I think it shows that the character that they have, and with Coach Ferentz. And so yeah, don't ever hate on my Iowa dudes again, because they're gonna prove you wrong. And I hope Jay Higgins carries his opportunity with the Ravens for sure. And man, we're over a month away until college basketball starts, man. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
I feel like we were at March Madness last year, and now we're already we're here getting ready for new season. And man, Kansas has just been, they've been
Mr. 6'7".
Taylen Kinney, he's been recruiting his dogs, man. I've been saying, I think the reason why Kansas has been getting on these recruits, Davian Atkins, 6'9 center from Prolific Prep in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Trent Perry, 6'5, 180, shooting guard from Link Academy. And then 6'7, Mr. 6'7 himself, Taylen Kinney, overtime elite. I think Jock Vaughn has had a major help in getting these recruits. I think that, you know, his experience, right? You know, I think we've talked about it before on this podcast, but you know, he has NBA experience, right? Not just playing, but coaching. He coached in the NBA for about 4 years. Coached guys like KD, Kyrie, Harden, Ben Simmons. And, you know, I think that, you know, these recruits, I think these recruits coming to Kansas, you know, he can tell these guys, you know, what it's like in the NBA, you know, how to approach things, how to go about your business, you know, what to expect. Here's what you do and here's what you don't do. And I was hoping that we're going to get Tyron Stokes. Here's the reality. Tyron Stokes is going to Kentucky. I mean, as much as I hate to say this, he just signed a big deal
with
Nike.
That's where I thought Mr. 6'7 was going.
Yeah, but we got Taylen Kinney, so we're not going to get
Taylen Kinney, man.
We're not. Yeah, shout out Taylen Kinney. We never. I wish we would have gotten what's his name? Why am I blanking on his name? The number one recruit this year, Tyron Stokes. Yeah. I wish we would have gotten Tyron Stokes, but he's going to Kentucky, just signed a big Nike deal with them. And, you know, Kentucky can keep getting one-and-dones all they want, but they don't win anything with those one-and-dones, and that's why Kansas wins, because they develop their players. Just saying, man. I mean, Kansas develops players in the Big 12 Player of the Year, whereas Kentucky's approach is come in here and get one-and-done. And yeah, man, shout out Jock Vaughn, man. What a great hire that was for Kansas. You know, guy that played at Kansas, is from California. You know, he can go out to California and get those top recruits, because – all the best basketball players come out of the state of California. I mean, he's from California, and he can go out there, get those guys, recruit those guys, and hopefully that he becomes the next head coach for Kansas. So, yeah.
Speaking of Jock Vaughn, NBA season starts 21st.
Crazy. Insane. Do you see the stuff about LeBron?
Yeah.
Bro.
He's going to miss the season opener for the first time in his career.
Maybe that was his announcement.
That's crazy.
Hey, guys. Breaking news. I'm missing the season opener. Like when I saw that, did you see the LeBron announcement? What was that even about anyway?
It was about, I wasn't worried about it. I know he's a meme guy. Like he's a funny guy.
He just wants to go there.
It was about Hennessy. His decision was he's gonna do a special VSOP Hennessy this
Bro
year.
Bro, really had to go on online and just do trick people. Like
everyone
that.
Thought he was gonna retire. Like the ticket prices for his final game was going like skyrocketing. Like thousands of dollars.
Final game,
and everyone thought he was going to retire. I was cool when, like,
did you think he was gonna retire?
No, I was cool when, even if he did, like, that wouldn't be his announcement, right?
How many years do you think he's got left?
At least one or two.
I think so too.
I think he wants to play with Bryce. Like, he tells the media he doesn't want to, like, he's not going to, but he's gonna play with Bryce.
Can you imagine that, all three of them on the team, them starting together? Now starting the Bryce, James trio. Now starting LeBron James. Now starting Bronny James. I wonder what number Bryce will wear if he makes the NBA. Bryce is going to make the league. I mean, it doesn't matter. Bryce could average 0 points in college, and he'd somehow find his way into the league like Bronny. Like, I don't. That's the reality of it. As much as people don't want to admit that, that's the reality. Is that he could, like, they don't know how lucky they are, right? Like, no shame on Bronny. He's a good player, but I just think that he wasn't NBA ready, right? I think he should have came back to college, gotten better, and. You know, he didn't play a full season, right? And I don't, get me wrong, he's a good player. I just don't think that he was NBA ready that season. I think he should have came back to college, averaged close to 20 points a game, then declare, and then, you know, play with your dad. Because I mean, I'm not hating on Bronny. I'm just saying what he should have done. And so where do you think LeBron would have gone if he didn't go to high school? I think he would have gone to Ohio State.
Ohio State, definitely.
He would have gone to Ohio State. The biggest recruiting if. What if LeBron would have gone to Ohio? I think he would have been National Player of the Year, kind of like Kevin Durant, like National Player of the Year. It doesn't matter where he went to college, he was still going to be the first overall pick. I mean, people calling him the next MJ, and you know,
in high school.
Crazy. It's been a week since 03, man. Like, I don't think we realize, like, how long that is. Like, 03 was 22 years ago, man. Like, you weren't even alive.
Been in the league longer than we've been alive. That's, like,
he's been in the league longer than his son has been alive. Like, that's crazy. Like, it's just the longevity, man, is, like, you know, like, I've talked about LeBron, but, like, to be able to do it, like, how long he's done it. And I don't, no hate on LeBron. I don't think he's the GOAT. I think he's a great player. I think MJ's the GOAT. You know, you can have your opinion on that. You can think, you know,
he's
LeBron's a GOAT
too.
You could think that. I think Kobe's better than LeBron. You know, I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying that he's not better than MJ or Kobe, but he's still a great player. He's still, you know, a great athlete. And so yeah.
Lakers play the Warriors on opening night.
Is it at
LA? Also, the Rockets play the Thunder. KD's going back to OKC.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Champion OKC Thunder.
Do you think KD could, like? Here's what I thought. I thought, like, so, like, when KD will probably play, like, two seasons with the Rockets, and then he might actually play one season with the Thunder.
Homecoming with the OKC Thunder?
Bro, imagine all those fans. KD, I burned your jersey. And then you have to go out and buy a whole new one, bro. Like, it's just, man.
That'd be poetic.
How many fans do you think are going to be wearing his jersey when the Rockets play them?
Probably, I don't know. Because some of them,
they probably
just
burn
some of them,
his jersey.
Yeah, some of them just, like, hate him because of what he did.
Same but with,
like,
LeBron,
some of them,
too.
Some of them probably still, like, respect him a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, just the fact that he went to the Warriors after that, after they lost that 3-1 lead and everything, like, that's just not good circumstances for him.
No, and especially Westbrook, too.
Yeah.
Like, Westbrook leaving like that, and then him and KD having beef, like, damn, like, we were teammates, and now you have beef with me? Like, it's just, you see who passed away yesterday?
Who?
Sister Jean, the girl for Loyola.
Oh, I didn't see that. No.
What a legend, man. I remember Loyola was a national championship run.
She's really what got me into March Madness.
Oh, 100%.
For real.
Like, I used to want to watch a game just to see her, and I would just turn the Loyola games off. But shout out Loyola, man. What a run they had in 2018 with Porter Moser and that team. And
it was 106.
She was 106.
Holy cow. Born in 1919.
Bro. That's crazy. Shout out Sister G, man. She's a legend. Will always be a legend. And you know, it's I didn't even think she was still alive, to be honest with you. I didn't even know how old she was. But, yeah, that 2018 Loyola team was special. I don't think we'll ever see a Missouri Valley Conference team do that again. I mean, what they did was just – it was just so special. And that team meant a lot, you know, to her and to that community. And Porter Moser, who's now at Oklahoma. So I remember there – I was like, what if my Kansas Jayhawks have to play against Loyola? We would have blown them out easily. I mean, we didn't have our best player, Udoka Azubuki. Remember him from Kansas?
Mm-hmm.
He was just such – I mean – he was my favorite player at Kansas growing up. I mean, just every time he was on the floor, he was just so dominant. And, you know, when he wasn't on the floor, you know, you could tell it hurt Kansas. You could tell that they needed him to come back and that they needed Doak to play. Because when Doak plays, they're dangerous. They're hard to stop. And that 2019 Kansas team, I firmly believe they would have won the national championship. You're talking about guys like Doak Azubuki, Ochai Agbaji, Christian Brown, Marcus Garrett, Quentin Grimes is on. Was Quentin Grimes on that team? Yeah, Quentin. Quentin Grimes is on that team.
Quentin Grimes. He still signed.
What?
He's still a free agent right now in the NBA. No one signed him.
Man. I don't think the fit at Kansas was right with him. I think that's why he transferred to Houston, because he's from the Dallas Houston area, and that's why he went to Houston. But who you got winning it all this year for March Madness? Give me early prediction. Way too early.
Let me look up the odds. I don't even know what teams got. I only know Kansas and Iowa because you talk about them. That's all I know.
I mean, Purdue could win it. I don't know if they
even March Madness.
I don't even think Purdue has a firepower, though. I think losing Zach Edey is very
Zach Edey, that's just unfair, though. Like, Zach Edey being,
7-4.
He just towers over him. He can just, dunk the ball.
When that's all you have, it's kind of hard. When you just have one player, you're not going to win that championship. That's why UConn won it, because they had more than just one good player doing the whole entire
thing. Purdue actually has the highest, the best odds right now to win.
Because they got Braden Smith back, that's why. Who's the second highest?
Been in, Houston.
Oh, of course.
Houston's...
What about my Kansas Jayhawks? Where they got my
Duke with the Boozer twins. I like that.
Peterson's better.
Yeah, I guess so. And then they got UConn, Florida, Kentucky, Michigan. Where'd you say who?
Where they got my Kansas Jayhawks?
Kansas. They got 1, 2, 3, 4. They're the 10th best odds.
Damn. Disrespected my
plus,
Kansas
plus 2,500.
Come on, man. These people got to do better. But
Iowa State's up there, I guess.
Oh, boo.
They're top 20, I think.
No way. Are top you serious? I was top 20?
Yeah.
Man, that's...
They're up there.
That's
respect.
Crazy. Hey, man. They'd be respecting Ben McCollum. They're on the Ben McCollum hype train, as am I. As a diehard fan, I am on the Ben McCollum hype train. So.
Bro, there's no... Braden Smith has the best odds to win the Wooden Award, and behind him is Darren Peterson. Braden Smith has, plus 400.
Darren Peterson second?
Yeah.
I think Darren Peterson's going to win it.
That's insane. Braden Smith is not that good of a player.
No, he's just. I think he's just been overshadowed because he's on Purdue.
Yeah,
and Don't get me wrong. He's a good player, but I think Bennett Sturts is a better player. I don't know if I'm biased or not, but I truly believe Bennett Sturts is a better player. No hate on Braden Smith. I think he's a great player, but I think Bennett Sturts is just. He's a better shooter. He's a better passer. He's a better finisher. And
you think UConn could go back to back in women's?
I don't know.
Mazzy Foote and
AZ. She's still on the team?
Damn, yeah, Mazzy.
She's been on the team for eight years. My lord.
As long as Paige.
Bro, wasn't she supposed to be the next Dinah Taurasi or something?
Yeah.
She was supposed to be the next chosen one, and she's been in college for 4 years. You think she... Well, I think women, you have to be.
That's a dumb rule. Yeah, you have to be at least 4 years.
That's a dumb rule.
Yeah.
It just... if you're talented enough, you should be able to go right away. Just it's dumb. They need to change
that. They can stay in college.
Yeah, you don't want 22-year-olds with 18-year-olds. It's just dumb. They need to do something about that.
They got AZ and they got Sarah Strong on UConn.
I guess they don't want 18-year-olds against those grown women. And but you got that in the NBA all the time. I just don't get it. It's dumb. They needed NCAA. You need to fix that because I think it's a dumb rule. And but here's the thing though. Iowa would have only had Caitlin Clark for 1 year. So, but I think she would have. I think she would have stayed if there was. They opened it up earlier, but Brianna Stewart probably would have gone earlier. Sue Bird would have. Diana Taurasi. And who do you got for finals MVP this year?
For what? The NBA?
No, WNBA.
Oh, finals MVP, obviously Asia.
Oh, it gotta be.
Gotta be Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
Chelsea Gray won it that 1 year because she was really clutch. She was hitting a bunch of shots. But this year, it got to be Asia. She hit that game winner over a married couple. That's that never happened before.
That's in sports insane. Becoming the MJ of the WNBA. I think she's on track to become the GOAT. I seriously.
Four rings and how.
She already has four MVPs? She's
Four MVPs, four rings.
No, she has two.
Two rings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's about to get her third.
She got four MVPs and she's about to get her third ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with Aces last year. I think they just decided, we're not going to try. And, it's crazy, man. We're already at what? 10th of October already, man. It's crazy.
It was just August, man.
I know. Crazy. Now we're already. And, hopefully that, the playoffs are on Halloween. I think, you know what's crazy? I saw some where we might play Dubuque Senior, and I have two aunts that went there, so it's kind of a family business, if we were to play against Senior. And I'm worried tonight, for Northwest, as I should be. I think any Northwest alum or Northwest fan that is a fan of the school, I think should be. Obviously I am too. I'm probably Northwest's biggest fan, to be honest with you. 3-2 Southeast Polk, right? They're the defending state champions. You know, they're obviously a good team. I mean, they're defending 4-time state champions, and they got a very young quarterback. They got their old line is, I saw they got some, like, our tallest old lineman is 6'6", and I think our next tallest one is like 6'1" or something. So Southeast Polk has got some big old linemen, and I think if our defense can do what they've done, and if we can get to the quarterback and force pressure and force picks and get picks, I think we'll win this game. I think if we throw the ball to our playmakers, Jordan Green and Isaiah Oliver, and we run the ball well, and Matt Kylan just does what he does every game. I mean, it's exceptional for what he does, and I think we'll win this game. I think it's going to be close. You know, anytime you can play the state champions, you know, no matter what, it's always going to be close. And same with the rivalry game too. And we got Waukee, and we're gonna beat Waukee, and we're gonna be undefeated this season. I firmly believe that. But you know, once we win tonight, I think it'll take a lot of nerve off my shoulder knowing that, you know, we beat Southeast Polk, because it feels good, right? Because, you know, we haven't beaten Southeast Polk ever in our history. We've played them
never.
No, we played them in 2020. So we played them. So when I was there, we played them 2021. Xavier Wampus senior year, he actually wasn't playing. He was in a boot. It was at Northwest, and then we played them 2022 at Southeast Polk, and it did not go so well. We lost. That was Caden Proctor's senior.
Did they have Abu Sama?
Yes, they had Abu Sama.
Shout out Abu Sama, man.
Yeah, shout out. I actually got to meet Abu Sama at the TNT football camp at Hoover. I came up to him. He's a nice dude.
I ran against him in track, man.
Did you really? Oh, did he just blow by you?
Nah, I kept up.
You held your own.
He wasn't too far ahead of me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but yeah. I mean, yeah, that was, so then in 20, those are my times. And 2023, 2024, we didn't play them. Yeah, you know, it's going to be fun, you know, when we beat them, because, you know, we haven't, like I just said, we haven't beaten them ever in our history.
And first in school history for us. Let's go.
Yeah, Northwest. Shout out Northwest Wolves, man. Shout out our football team. A bunch of dogs on our team, man. And that's the thing about our team, too, is like, we're really young, right? We got a bunch of young guys. Our quarterbacks are young. Quarterback's a junior. Got a receiver that's a junior. Our running back is a sophomore. Shout out Paulo Tamungay. Former Southeast Polk Ram. It's a homecoming for him tonight. Paulo Tamungay, you're going to go off against your former team. Shout out you. Shout out Paulo, man. You're a dog. And, yeah, and shout out my brother, too, Charlie Hemmer. He doesn't start. He should be starting, but you know, he's learning.
He'll get there.
He's a sophomore. He's a D-line. I'm his biggest fan. I support him, and you know, he's getting there. You know, he's a sophomore. You know, it's unrealistic to think a sophomore is going to do good, right? Because, you know, it's a sophomore, right? It's, you're going up against grown guys, and, you know, especially this offensive line that, you know, has some big dudes on their team. And so yeah, I think I'm nervous. I've been nervous all day, woke up nervous, but you know, I think if we can, you know, take care of business and pass the ball and do what we did against, because this isn't, reminder, this is not a Tumwa, this is not, you know, East, this is not, you know, this team is better than Ankeny. I know Ankeny to beat them, but so if Ankeny can beat them, I think we can beat them too. And so yeah, shout out Waukee Northwest, man. You guys are, I love watching you guys play. You guys have fun doing it. You know, you guys are passionate, you're energetic, and you guys make me proud as an alum of that school. So I'm proud of you guys, man. Keep going, man.
Watch out for those
Wolves, baby. They coming. Dowen Catholic, you better watch out, man, because those Wolves are. Who does Des Moines Roosevelt Hoover got today?
They got Lincoln.
Yeah, yep. I got a family member that went to Lincoln, so you know, I hope. Do you know who their coaches are? Wasn't it Barnett?
Roosevelt.
Jared Barnett was their coach.
Yep.
I think I was talking to my dad about this. He actually left to go somewhere. Cause I think he's from Texas. I think he left somewhere. I don't know who their coach is now, but yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
I don't got too much information on Roosevelt,
since
man.
Since Theo left.
Yeah. I only keep up with Theo, man. Shout out Theo.
Yep, shout out to the one and only Theo Evans.
Theodore Evans.
Yep.
Is that all you got?
Cubs are going to get a victory on Saturday.
Cubs.
My Wolves are going to
Waukee Northwest.
My Wolves are going to defeat Southeast Polk Rams. I firmly believe that. Southeast
Hawkeyes.
Polk. Yep, my Iowa Hawkeyes. All my teams, it'd be so, I don't think I've ever had a weekend where all my teams won. Chiefs, Bears, Wolves. KU. So I'm hoping that once the basketball season rolls around that we can all get those wins, and shout out my teams, man. You guys make me proud. So yeah, man. Looking forward to another week of sports, and it's gonna be, we'll recap it when we can. So yeah, shout out come see us in Building 5, man.
Building 5, room 1136. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, X.
Yep, follow it up, man. We're putting up some good content.
Website, campuschroniclenews.com. And you already listen to the podcast, man.
JJP, the one and only.
Peep the new podcast.
Knowledge Ben, man.
Bon Knowledge Ben. Yep. JJP.
See you guys.
See you guys next time.
See ya.
Bro, your shirt is that from Toy Story?